This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You really should be involved and engaged and wanting to partake. Even if it's verbally, get involved and engaged in the process. Get involved and engaged in the conversation. It is a big deal. Hey, as I've been telling you guys and you've been seeing all over the place. And I'm the little guy in the totem pole. I mean, you look at Dennis Prager and those guys, big deal. They're doing well. But they keep telling you, they keep taking more pokes, more shots at the small guy, the little guy, the whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call us, yeah. And we can all, so if you have other shows that you support, that you're part of, that you agree with, you want to help them out. And it might be something stupid. Maybe they have a T-shirt. Maybe they have a coffee cup like I do. They may have things to help them. I also have a thing called Patreon on my website where you can go. It's you basically help support the show by making a monthly donation, $5, $10, $25, $125, whatever. $5,000, I come to your house. I'll clean for you. I'll cook for you. I'm just kidding. But you can help out other commentators. I mean, maybe it's not my show. Maybe you've just tripped over my show tonight and you like what you hear, you don't like what you hear, whatever. But what you want to do is you want to help out other conservatives. You want to help other conservatives, stay on the air if you like what they have to say. Right? And I so much appreciate the time that you are spending with us. That you do pay, that you make comment. Right? Anyway, I always get and there's so many stories just like swirling all over the place. God. This is sick. Michelle Obama calls herself, you ready for this? If you're driving, don't get crazy. She calls herself the forever first lady in a speech to high school students. Sweet Jesus, I hope not. The five took on Michelle Obama's bad parent metaphor. And Michelle referred to herself as a forever first lady in a speech to a group of high school students. She said, "I know you have everything it takes to succeed." To a group of thousands of high school seniors at Temple University in Philadelphia. She said, "I know that you are me." What? Is that English? She said, "I know that you are me, and I can be standing here as your forever first lady. Then you can do anything you put your mind to. So remember this moment when you're out there." Now, this was the 2018 college signing day at the high school, which drew bunches and bunches of people there. Mark Stein reacted on Tucker Carlson saying that the term for forever first lady is queen. Right? Think about that. Now, maybe it was a poor choice of words. I know that President Trump does it fairly regularly. Right? But think about it. when you say I'm your first lady forever, no, maybe she's saying to the black students. I was in an event that the black students put on for Dr. King, and it was interesting. It was great that there was a role model there for them. And I get it. Some of these people see Michelle Obama as a role model. Some of the young black girls in the audience or in the club that think maybe they don't have a chance at anything because they're young black girls, which I'm sorry, I've never bought into. I know too many successful people, male, female, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, whatever. Too many. I know too many of them. So maybe that's what she meant. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt here, right? But the fact that she went to an event where Robert De Niro was, you know, it's kind of threw a whole wrench in the works for me. I'll get to the point now where I just don't like the guy. He's a phony. And if you know him, you can tell him I said so. He's just a flat-out phony. He plays the tough Italian guy. He plays all those roles, you know. Talking about gun control, right? And look at the roles he plays on a regular basis. Look at the roles that he glorifies on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. They always pull me away from these stories, the ones that I really want to do. You know, I don't know if we missed this or went by without any fanfare and it wasn't any big deal. But did the reports that went by that basically said there was no collusion. Anybody else catch that or is it just me? We should have harped on that all weekend, all everything. We should not have let it up. We should have made as much noise about it as others do about the opposite. And this wasn't about us hating the LGBTQ community. It's about having a real understanding, a real want for the Boy Scouts to remain the Boy Scouts. It's really that easy. It doesn't require a college degree to figure out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. According to the report that came out just the other day, bombshells and black holes, House Intel reports on Russia collusion, they're finally released. Well, kind of. Perfect. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Welcome to Alvin and the Chipmunks Hour. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Always appreciate the time that you do spend with us. You know, I'm debating whether to put the... I should wait about a week. But I'm waiting to put up the conversation or the chunk of conversation from Dr. King, which, you know, was with her for a couple of days. I was really taken by her because you don't get any more down to earth. I've been with a lot of celebrity types. And, you know, I just say from the heart, there's a lot about her that is very down to earth. There's a lot about her. She's been through things. She feels for people. She understands that we're not all living the life that we should be living, that we have our issues that we have to deal with, and truly embraces the love side of things. And she even talked about at one point in time how not how hard it was, but how much she had to challenge herself. Because interacting with Obama twice, she told him that she loved him and that she was praying for him. And she said the first time he smiled warmly and told her he appreciated it. The second time he kind of looked at her and goes, yeah, okay. And not in a condescending way, like, I don't need your prayers, but yeah, I don't believe that. And it's interesting because he felt, because she didn't agree with him, because she didn't agree with his policies, and she felt that his policies actually were hurting the black community, not helping them. How could she love him? And that's that mindset that we don't love unless we agree. We don't love unless we're right there with them. And that's so not true. I think I told you guys the other night. I was listening to a show. I was watching, not a debate, but a forum between a Jew and a Christian. And it was Dennis Prager and Pastor Jeffers. And I thought it was really cool because Prager, about a third of the way through, he said, you know when that whole love and respect and understanding for you Christians came into play for me? He said, when I realized and understood that you trying to get me converted was not necessarily a love for your religion, not necessarily you want me just to be part of the team. Because Christians believe if Christ is not your Lord and Savior, then you are not heaven bound. Right? I mean, it's really that simple. That you're hellbound. And Prager says, I realized that you loved me so much, that you cared about me so much, that you didn't want me to go to hell, that you actually wanted me to be part of your family. You were reaching out. You were doing something very uncomfortable because you loved me. And he said, when I put that together, it changed my whole perspective of you Christians from a Jewish perspective. I want you to let that sink in for a second. Even you atheists, I want you to let that sink in for a second. And then Penn and Teller, was it Penn Jillette? I mean, he is a devout atheist. He is not interested in... Now, he'll converse with you. He'll have a conversation. But he is not interested in you trying to teach him about, tell him about, tweak him around to understand and come to God. Not interested. So, he was one who said, the reason I have a hard time with you guys during certain parts of the year or whatever, he said, because if you really believed what you said you believed, and you really did love me, you would preach it. You would not violently and not in my faith, but you would truly talk to me about Christ at every opportunity you had. Makes a valid point, doesn't he? If we truly believe what we say, we believe. A lot of times we start talking about things, restaurants, foods, movies, products, whatever it is. As Christians, we tout them more than Christ, and we're okay with that. Now, for some of you that aren't Christians, you should at least appreciate what I'm saying here from a standpoint of when you believe in something. When you believe in a product, you believe in reality, and Christians believe they will be in heaven for eternity, which is a heck of a lot longer than if you have a beautifully long, old life of 102, 103, 104 years. Right? So eternity, apparently, is a lot longer than that. So he's right. The great conviction line. He's right. If we truly believe what we say we believe, then we would fight harder to make things happen. The South Carolina Senate will be voting to outlaw virtually all abortions in South Carolina. Now, the legislators' upper chambers voted 28 to 10 to allow the exceptions only in cases of rape, incest, and or medical emergencies that could seriously harm the pregnant woman or threaten her life. Now, here's the thing. I know somebody's going to take this the wrong way. I first want to find out, is it life or is it? Tell me. Because if it's a life, when do you get? Why do you get to take it? I don't want a woman to have to go through a rape or incest, but why don't you go talk to some rape victims who decided to have the baby and look who the baby's turned out to be? Seriously. Check it out. Now, medical emergency? Somebody's about ready to die? I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I can't pass judgment on that stuff. I don't understand it all. But the thing that always interests me about people on the right, about conservatives, who think that they've got it all together. Well, we're gonna, you know, we get it. You know, sometimes you have to have an abortion. You know, if you've been raped, you got to have an abortion. I'm going, but you know, but we want to protect the sanctity of life. So life created under rape, life, a heartbeat. That baby has no value. See, I'm using your words though, because you say it's a baby. Yeah, I'm talking to people on the right now. I already know where you are on the left. But you guys on the right that scream about the sanctity of life on a regular basis, that make fun of people who don't believe that that baby is a baby, yet you advocate that the baby can be killed, the baby can be taken, the baby can be wiped out due to rape. Okay, I need an explanation, that's all. I'm not the one passing judgment on you. I'm just using your own thought process. That's what you say every time you get up, you know, to your podiums or what have you. So that's the part that's confusing and challenging. And I don't think, personally, and I heard somebody else, a prominent, say the same thing, you're not going to fix abortion with a law. Not going to happen. There's a bigger issue there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be up right after the break. Yes, I'll finish it off so you won't worry about it anymore. Won't make you uncomfortable. Yeah, I guess probably will. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. I love it.
Well, the Eagles did.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. I'm loving it. Al Green from Texas, again, is calling to impeach President Trump. Hey, Al, why don't you learn how to spell Korea? What do you think, right? You think maybe you'd actually get off your duff and do something? You know, I'm coming to the conclusion, the reason they're pushing so hard, the reason they're fighting like this so hard, is that President Trump must be succeeding. They are embarrassed by the movement he's made. They are embarrassed by the economy doing better, more people working, people getting raises. North Korea, South Korea might become simply Korea again. Right? And frankly, as most people feel, if the if they go through with the impeachment movement, you're going to see a backlash like you wouldn't believe. Throughout the whole country, that's what I believe. And the guys that are rerunning, some of these people rerunning for office are pushing for impeachment. It's just nuts. Anyway, I have a field day with this stuff because, you know, I look at it and the hypocrisy, and they won't respond to it. They won't answer to it, which is what always makes it fun. Back to the abortion issues in South Carolina. You know, somebody asked a question the other day, and I couldn't answer it. I really couldn't. Is two things. Actually, it was a double question. First question was, they have a constitutional right to an abortion. Well, really, do they? One of the things I've learned in some of the study I've been doing lately is that the Supreme Court doesn't make law. We keep thinking they do. We keep thinking they lay down the law. They don't. What the Supreme Court does is they render an opinion. Their opinion is that this law ABC flies in the face of and or goes against the Constitution of these United States. Now, what we think that means is it's a dead issue, it's done, we can't approach it again. Well, actually, we can. We can approach it through legislation. Congress is supposed to take that back and say, okay, here's where we made the problems. We still want to deal with this. Here's how we rewrite the law. They don't do that, though. They go, oh, dodge that bullet. The Supreme Court took one for us. That's how they do it. I mean, think about it. They know it's not going to pass. They know they bring up. Look, I've been in politics long enough to know they bring bills forward. They bring votes forward. They do things knowing they're going to lose. They work out votes ahead of time. They give things to each other. They give their vote on one thing for a vote on another or against on another bill. They do it all the time. And from both sides of the aisle, not just one. In this case, the legislature's upper chamber voted 28-10 to allow the exceptions. Right? Now, based on previous rulings of the Supreme Court, I don't know how they figure this is going to go. The only way anybody's going to be able to fight this is to come back at it from a states' rights standpoint. That's the only way. And you look at this stuff and you say, we need to learn how to be strategic. These governors need to look at the governors right now that have gotten together to. Now, they're Republican governors. They're suing the administration, right, on the DACA issue, to end the DACA program. Now, they're not doing that because they hate Trump. This is called strategy. Because they know with what's going on with these other liberal loon justices or judges, by doing this, they're going to force it into the courts. They're going to force the Supreme Court to have to take this on because you've got judges, liberal judges, that are saying, no, DACA stays. And the funny thing about it is, how can they rule on an executive order to force it into being a law for all intents and purposes? Right? The president makes an executive order. The president should be allowed to can his executive order because it's not law. How the judges get involved in that, I don't know. But I think this is a swift move to draw them in to make them do something with it. And I think they should do the same thing here. If you've got, look, this is a representative government, people. That means that you move to areas, you live in areas. Why do you live in the area you live in? With the exception of some of you who maybe today can't afford to move. But why do you live in the area you live in? Why? You move there because of the schools, or the city was safe, or they had clean streets, or they had affordable housing. Whatever the reason was, you moved most of the time to these areas for a positive reason. That's what representative government is. You like the ordinances. You like what they have going in those cities and areas. That's how it was always supposed to be. The funny thing about it is, the majority of the states had a constitutional religion. And if you had to have a separation of church and state, then why over the years didn't the Supreme Court get involved and go, whoa, 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 you guys cannot have a state religion? Okay, and I mean, seriously, think about it. And the reason these states don't adhere to some of their constitutions in that area is because it's gone by the wayside. It's not a big deal anymore. Nobody considers religion a big deal anymore. So, Senator Brad Hudo, I think it is, a Democrat, said it's clearly unconstitutional from his point of view anyway. Just before 10 p.m. the other night, Hudo proposed the expanded abortion ban as an amendment to the House bill outlawing dismemberment. That's great. Now, they say This is a rare procedure used to terminate 22 pregnancies in 2016. Well, 22 that were reported, number one. What about across the country? Dismemberment should never be allowed, never be a proper. Well, abortion shouldn't, in my mind, but... Hutto said that his aim was to give Senate Republicans a chance to vote on a bill that they really want the South Carolina legislature. They don't want to continue to be bogged down year after year after year with debates about more of these things. Let's get it in, get it done. And again, a strategy. He's telling his Democrat friends, just vote for this thing, get it done, get it in there, and then we fight it in the courts. And then once the courts turn it down, we're done, which is not true. But it's what we've been led to believe over years and years and years. Settling the abortion issue would mean that South Carolina lawmakers can get to other important topics, including South Carolina's $9 billion nuclear fiasco that they have going on. It's an attempt to get it into the courts again so that we don't have to keep debating it, he said. See, I was right. Now, I want them to take on. I would love to hear them debate the dismemberment law. Wouldn't that be great? Come on, think about it. I'd love to see that in public. Go ahead and explain to me how at any cost, at any risk, for any way, it would be okay, it'd be good. God bless America. That it would actually be good and okay to dismember a baby. Because you get to that point, once you get so far down, I know some of you are getting grossed out, but deal with it anyway. Once you get so far out, you're coming out with legs and arms and fingers and hands. How do you deny that? If you're the nurse in that room, how do you deny that? He went on to say that the debate on the dismemberment ban has lasted 2 days in the Senate. Democrats were planning to filibuster another several days, potentially until the end of the legislative session. Shortly after Hutto proposed his amendment, it was adopted 24-1. State Senator Marlon Kimpson out of Charleston cast the lone vote opposing the amendment. Most Democrats sat in the guidelines because they didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to take a stand. They only know how to take a stand on social justice issues. Right? I mean, that's really how they operate. Joe Messina, we'll finish up on the other side of the break. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far, really. You're going to love the next segment.
My sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
How could you not like this? Nothing wrong with you. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do very much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and texting and tweeting, sending me messages, emails, however it is you communicate. I very much appreciate the time that you spend with us. Man, I got so many stories that I wanted to get to. We could do, well, not really. We could kind of do 5 hours, but not really.
No, we can't.
But, no. There you go. I have a good friend of mine that does, out of St. Louis, well, not a good friend, but he's a friend, does 3 hours in the morning and then 2 hours later on in the afternoon. I think he's out of his mind. because he does a morning show, and that's not as political, and then he does an afternoon show for Joe. It's like, whoa, no thank you. Anyhow, so this is one of those things where, just let me lay something out for some of you, too. When it comes to abortion and things like this, the other thing we keep forgetting, we can pass all the laws we want to, or, you know, stop all the laws we want to. But the reality is abortion is really an issue of the heart. Abortion is partially an issue of ignorance. Because these same people, these same bleeding heart people, are the ones that want us to have no borders. They want us to take care of everybody. They want us to feed everybody. They want America to be the compassionate one. So I don't know how you say, and maybe they don't say it. So for the ones that say, yes, it is, it's a baby, but I can't have another baby in the house. I can't stop my career again. I can't do this again. So the baby's allowed to be terminated. A human life is allowed to be taken for your convenience. We have like, you know, I thought it was 35, and it was at one time, but, you know, we've got like 21 or 22 couples, or 22 people, parents, whatever, for every one child aborted, waiting to adopt. So maybe we need to change the adoption rules in this country. You know, you're not allowed to pay for a baby. I get it. I'm okay with that. But why not allow, maybe while the mother's pregnant, they can put her up in a nice apartment, hotel, whatever, give her the care she needs, take care of her, make sure she's, you know, everything, she's getting everything she needs in every way. Maybe that'll help. I don't know. I don't have the answer. I'm not the genius in the room. But I do know from a common sense standpoint, when you've got 20 or 21 parents, 21 people waiting to adopt a baby for every baby that's aborted, when we've taken and made adoption taboo and abortion mainstream, what have we done? I mean, it's almost like we're the modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah, but in the world of abortion. Which is why I say to you, it is an issue of the heart, because if that woman having an abortion or thinking about having an abortion really sat back and talked about and thought about what she was doing. And I get the hardship. I can't have another child. I can't this. I can't that. Then give it up for adoption. Think about what you're doing for a family that is excited, that hasn't been able to have a baby, been through in vitro, been through every process known to mankind to get pregnant naturally, and couldn't. And then they get a baby from birth. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with adopting a 5 or 6 or 7 year old. I'm just trying to paint a picture for you. Here you have a couple that have been trying so hard to have their own child. And yet, they can have one within the first few hours of when it's born. They can share every bit of the, oh, please, let's go through it. We had four. They can go through every bit of the stinky, soggy diapers, the science experiment that comes flying out of the mouth of most infants at times. Right? I mean, seriously, there's a lot of joy, don't get me wrong. But they get to experience every moment from birth. Right? So, why, when you talk about true compassion, true love, true caring, why wouldn't you want to bless another couple like that? And you could say, well, oh my God, Joe, what are you, that dull? Then the mother has to go through 9 months of pregnancy. Well, let me tell you the thing you don't hear about, how many women stay in depression after an abortion. And not for 9 months, for years. Years later, when that baby comes back to haunt them mentally. Is that really something you want to do? Is that really the road you want to go down? So again, the Senate voted for this. Then there was a referendum, an attachment added to it. And it pretty much flew through, but the Dems wouldn't step up and do anything about it. Why? You know, they're talking about late-term pregnancies that threaten the life of the mother. Or the ability to abort a non-viable fetus. Here's the deal. God. Here's the fetus word again. You can't call it a baby in one sentence and a fetus in the other on the same page in the law. How do you do that? Right? And when you talk about the threatening the life of the mother, what does that really mean? Or a non-viable baby, what does that mean? Do you know how many kids have been labeled non-viable and they came out fine? Come on, you guys do your homework. People listen to the show are pretty smart. Those procedures used to terminate those late-term abortions. Now they're trying to get them down to just those two things. On the Senate floor, Hutto told Senate Republicans to drop the dismemberment debate and vote for the law. He said, if you want to vote on it, just vote on it. If you want to dance on this one, you can do that too. And you'll see all those commercials in the next... Think about that. And this is the other problem. He threatens them saying, you'll see all those commercials in the next election. I would have looked over and said, so what? You go ahead and I'll tell you what. You run the commercials, and I'll lay the body parts out and show how you were okay with this. That's what I would do. See, these Republicans have no cojones. Absolutely none. These debates shouldn't be nice. Who was it who just said to us? Horowitz. We Republicans, not me, because I could teach the class. We need to take classes on rude, because it's at a point that it's come to. You want to run a commercial on how I voted against a dismemberment bill and you voted for one? I would be throwing, I'm going to get rude with you. I would be throwing little body parts on a table and say, here's what Huff voted for. Here, he voted for you to have this. And here, he voted for you to rip this off. Bang. That's what I would be doing. Now, the TV, the TV wouldn't be running those. God forbid. But that's exactly what it is. Look in the dish. Look in the bowl afterward. Why don't you get one of the checklists from the nurses to see exactly what they're counting in that little abortion tray? They don't say fetus part one, fetus part two, fetus part three. No! Right arm, left leg, right leg. How do you do that? How does the same person justify that, look at that and say, yeah, makes sense to me? Just crazy. And how you, or some of you, are good with that, it's just beyond me. And again, if it's a life, why do you get to stop the life? If it's a ball of cells and it has no chance of being a life, then I guess you're not killing anything, are you? That's all I'm saying. For me, it really is that simple. I was going to get to the one. I'm not going to get to that one. I like this one, though. This is a fun one. School has warned, or they want to be warned, I should say, when ICE issues may be on campus or coming to campus. So they want the students, they want people to let the college know when ICE agents might be close. Yes, let's not report the law breakers. Let's report to law enforcers, right? I wouldn't it be great if ICE was the only agency that was close by and it was an active shooter? I'm not saying it would be great to have an active shooter. The active shooter wasn't illegal. What would they do then? No, seriously. And ICE was the only option. Or maybe, just maybe, they chased away ICE, so they warned about ICE. And then afterward, the same guy they were coming for ended up killing somebody. How would they feel about that? Oh, they probably wouldn't care because they would say, we drove him to that because he heard about the ICE agents. Remember the story I did at the beginning of the show? All about how there's no more responsibility? All right. I've had enough of this happiness. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time you guys spend with us and just the comments you make. I really do. And I know time is precious. We could be gone 10 seconds after the show, and you've spent your time with me, and I do appreciate that. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.